like to echo the announcement that Mark Parks made about our Adult 2 class. If you're used to going over there for class on Wednesday night, at least for this night, this Wednesday night, we'll just meet downstairs, and next Wednesday we will resume back over in the large annex classroom. I don't know how many of you are on Facebook, but I don't know if you've ever seen these Facebook memories pop up. They've been killing me here lately. For those of you that are not on social media, these Facebook memories are reminders of your pictures or of your posts that you have made some X amount of years ago. And I want to take a few minutes to maybe show some of the ones that I've seen here lately. These pictures, I think, are priceless. They flood my mind with memories that seem not so long ago, but at the same time, so far away. You may recognize some of these cuties out on the parking lot. Some of them have changed quite a bit over the years. This picture was taken back in June of 2014. And you can see, you may or may not recognize these people anymore. This picture was taken yesterday. And it's amazing how fast they grow up. This is a friendly reminder that it used to be red in here. We all should be thankful for that. I took this picture, I think it was March 2017. Is that right? It seems like it should be longer than that. But not too long ago, we had red pews and red carpet. You can see from these pictures that time goes by pretty fast. And this is, Mason didn't want to be in this picture, I don't think. Some of us had a little more hair back then. Some of us may have been a little thinner. This is probably one of my favorites. This was from, I can't remember when this was, April 2016, I believe. JC was teaching, I think it was third and fourth grade class, and they did some memory work. And JC, because they accomplished their goal, let them shave his head. Now that's dedication for you teachers that are teaching right now. I think we're going to have to step up our game. So many memories. Seems like I said, these were just yesterday, but they happened so long ago. You know, I think tonight I want to talk about remembering. To remember, by definition, means the ability to bring to one's mind an awareness of someone or something that one has seen, known, or experienced in the past. We need to be thankful for memories and our ability to remember. You know, unfortunately, though, too many, even in this room, deal either directly or indirectly with friends and family that suffer from illness that robs their ability to remember. Many of you are caretakers, or maybe have been caretakers of parents or family members who suffer from diseases like Alzheimer's. There's a mental and physical toll taken on those that care for our loved ones with these types of diseases that many of us will never understand. But how precious is it? How precious is our ability to remember? Our ability to remember is a gift from God that we too often take for granted. Isn't it wonderful to reminisce of great memories of our past, whether it's looking at old pictures or just talking about the things we used to do? You know, maybe we need to do more of that. I know when I was growing up, my mother loved pictures, and back before computers, she would have and still has albums and albums of photographs, and she would love and still loves looking through them and replaying good memories in her head. But you know, not all memories are good. Sometimes we don't want to remember. Maybe old pictures and videos and stories bring back thoughts of pain and unhappiness or sadness. Maybe bad experiences resurface and grudges flare up when we remember. Because we are humans, sometimes we can't forget, and it may keep us up at night. You know, we all have memories that we hang on to, some good, some bad. But switching gears for a minute, I think it's important that we realize that God knows that we are forgetful people. Over and over, God commanded his people, the Israelites, to remember all that he had done for them. Over and over, they quickly forgot and began to complain. They had serious memory lapses, both short-term and long-term. Not only did they forget their deliverance from Egypt, but they also forgot and forsook the one that delivered them. With the Israelites, we see this waxing and waning of faithfulness to unfaithfulness, and then back to faithfulness again. You know, all throughout the Old Testament, we see reminders from our Holy Father to remember. One of the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, God says, "Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy." In Numbers chapter 15, God commands Israel, he says, "And you shall have the tassel, and you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them, and that you may not follow the harlotry to which your own heart and your own eyes are inclined, and that you may remember and do all of my commandments and be holy for your God." All throughout the book of Deuteronomy, the Israelites were commanded to remember thy God, to remember that he was the one that delivered them from the Egyptians, that he was the one who established his covenant with them and their fathers, to remember that he was the one that brought the plagues on Pharaoh and the Egyptians. God frequently commanded his people in the Old Testament to provide memory helps to recount all that he had done. Celebrations such as the Passover recounted their deliverance from Egypt. Memorial stones in the Jordan called to mind delivery and victory. In 1 Samuel chapter 7, we see Israel on the battlefield where years ago they had suffered defeat, and Israel pled with God for help, and he granted them a miraculous victory. Their priest and leader Samuel set up a monument to remind them of God's strong hand in their triumph, and Samuel named this pillar Ebenezer, saying, "Till now the Lord has helped us." This stone pillar called God's people to recall and to recall often the time when God turned events from bad to blessed. Each time an Israelite saw the Ebenezer stone, they remembered God's help in the past, God's help that he relied on today, and God's help assured for tomorrow. The Ebenezer was a picture of the Lord's readiness to hear their cries and save them, and it served to remind them where to turn to for their strength and power, and to whom to thank for their deliverance. You know, sometimes we sing the song, "Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I've come." This Ebenezer, or stone of help, should help us today remember what God did for the Israelites in 1 Samuel chapter 7. And it should help us remember even today that he is our help in times of need. You know, just as God commanded the Israelites in the Old Testament to remember, he remains consistent in the New Testament in commanding us to remember as well. Paul reminds us in Ephesians chapter 2, he says, "You he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience." If you skip down to verse 12, the English Standard Version, Paul says, "Remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." Paul is saying, remember your desperate situation before God saved you so that you will rejoice in what Christ did for you on the cross. You know, in addition to Paul's reminders, Jesus on numerous occasions had to encourage his disciples not to forget. But one of the most important reminders we read about is in Luke chapter 22, where Jesus instituted a special meal to jog our memories every first day of the week to this day, reminding us of his death and promised return. Luke chapter 22, verses 19 and 20 says, "And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it, and he gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' Likewise, he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you.'" As Jesus institutes the Lord's Supper, he is commanding us to remember. To remember his life, to remember his death, to remember his wonderful sacrifice. To be reminded of this every first day of the week is by God's design, because we as humans tend to be a forgetful people. You know, I hope we do our best to remember. To remember God's love, to remember his commands, to remember Jesus' sacrifice. I hope we never forget. But you know, there are some occasions where forgetting is good. We as humans are forgetful, and that may be part of our nature. However, as a Christian, without forgetfulness, the pain of our failures and losses would be almost unbearable. As Christians, we need to forget excuses for our failures. As Christians, we need to forget the sins that have been confessed and forgiven. We need to forget past failures whose lessons have been learned. We need to forget the times we may have been neglected or mistreated. Life as a Christian can be so much happier when we forget what we should and remember the Lord. You know, God forgets. The Lord, through the prophet Jeremiah, says, "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more." God forgets our sins when we repent of them. Isn't that wonderful? You know, I think most of us are pretty good at remembering our mess-ups and mistakes many, many times, even after we've repented of them, but not God. As Christians, when we repent of our trespasses, the blood of Christ washes us white as snow. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 says, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." But what if you're here tonight and you're not a Christian? Then unfortunately, my friend, your sins are not washed away. God hasn't forgotten, but he wants to forget them. Through faith, repentance, confession, and baptism, you can become a child of God. Obey his will, remember his commands, and be baptized tonight for the remission of your sins. It is my prayer that we don't forget to remember. To remember God's word, to remember God's commands, to remember Jesus' sacrifice, striving daily to follow the will of God. I pray that we forget the mistakes of our past, repent when we fall short, and do our best to live a life that is pleasing to God. If you have any spiritual need this evening, please come forward as we stand and sing.
Deeper than the ocean and wider than the sea is the grace of the Savior for sinners like me. Sent from the Father, and it thrills my soul to feel and to know And I'm happy in my soul.